listeners tuned to KROX. Let's go, 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 let's go.
Another week, this one. Very short holiday weeks. Gotta love them. Do you?
It feels weird whenever you come into a building and the building feels a little dead.
Or you like it? I love it because so much of my work in radio, I mean, that being said, I do love walking around and talking to coworkers and BSing, but so much of my radio has been weird split shifts where I'll pop in early in the morning when no one's here.
Sure.
Or I used to be on air in evenings when no one's here.
Gotcha.
During the pandemic, I was one of the few people that chose to do my shift from work instead of home.
Right.
During the ice storm, I came up every single day. I work on weekends. I do a Sunday night show. There's something to me that feels like comfortable and serene about coming into the office and it's empty.
I thoroughly enjoyed it during pandemic. I was on a morning show where I think we were the only morning show maybe in the building, and it was just empty, empty, empty. We went to afternoons to deal with pandemic. So it's just weird coming in and it was empty. That was fine. Maybe it's because it's holiday. I'm already seeing people's holiday photos hitting the gram, and you're like, that looks like fun.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah, some friends of mine are in Mexico on the beach. I'm like, that looks like fun.
Yeah, my close friend Dana and Drew, they're having their second wedding in Mexico City this week, and everyone that's going, we were supposed to. Same thing. They're going to a resort for the wedding and going early and staying late. And I'm like, man.
Well, anyway, it's a privilege to be here with the listeners.
We're here for you, not by our own choice, but because we have to make money for ourselves and the company. No, man, I love it. I mean, it's one of those things that's kind of half and half, because when I'm working in my office or at a desk in the past, I have trouble concentrating. And,
right.
And you've seen this office. We love goofing off.
We
love having fun.
I mean, you?
When you two left Friday, I went back to the promotions area.
I noticed that you weren't gone when
everyone was still hanging out. Yeah, they ordered like all this food and, they were breaking into all the booze from the 101X tailgates. And I was like, damn.
I wondered what was going on because I was here late on Friday. And when I left, your car was still here. And I assumed that you were stuck in the bathroom. I just assumed that you had a doo-doo issue.
Something like that. It would not be a surprise.
Yeah.
I was hanging out. I was snacking on some churros and some quesadillas and stuff and talking to the gang.
There you go.
Yeah. So I do love the social aspect, but I feel like I get more done when I'm alone.
Yeah, I'll reword it. It's probably, I think I actually, this feeling's fine. I think what I should have said is, hey, do you ever get envy that everyone's on vacation and you're not?
Yeah, that I certainly
now
do
you
get
can,
envy.
You can roll with me on that one?
Because, again, I hate bitching about radio because we've both worked jobs that are so much more difficult. From waiting tables, bartending, you've been on oil rigs to me roofing houses.
I'm going to tell you straight up, working in anything I did in service industry was harder than the oil rig. Straight up.
Yeah. Because you got to deal with people.
Got to deal with people,
dude.
It's way more brutal.
But I hate bitching about radio, but just coming up in promotions and hourly and doing like on-air stuff meant that holidays were when I worked the most.
Mm-hmm.
Our AM station always had a broadcast before the Texas A&M game. So I always miss Thanksgiving with family. We always have the tailgates for the radio station, so that means I have to set up, be at that. It was always something to where everyone else was on vacation having a holiday.
Right.
Same even as when I worked in the when I bartended at Ye Old Crab Shack, because restaurants don't close because it's a holiday. They close on the day itself.
True.
The day before.
If that even.
The morning after, especially with Black Friday in San Marcos with the outlet malls. Hell no. You had Thanksgiving night, but Friday you had to be in to work because it was busy.
Yeah.
So I would get very envious of folks who are off. And at least today we got some easy parking.
Yeah.
We're not off.
I will say one of my favorite days ever when I used to work retail, I worked the customer service desk, the returns counter. And December 26th was actually kind of fun because you knew that the day was going to fly by because it's just solid. Go, go, go all day long. And everyone comes up with really dumb excuses. They can't just say, I got this. I don't want it. They're always like, I got this. I don't know. I had a receipt. It's like, dude, whatever. I don't care.
Didn't open it. I'll scan it and give you credit.
I don't care, dude. I'm getting $9 an hour. I don't care, bro. Let's go.
Get in, get out.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
No, today's not the greatest, but it is the day that one of the greatest mysteries in our lifetime of the United States began. John F. Kennedy, the 35th president of the United States, was assassinated on this day in history while traveling through Dallas in an open top convertible. First Lady Jacqueline Kennedy, who rarely accompanied her husband on these sort of things, was with him alongside Texas Governor John Conley. And then at 12:30 p.m., Lee Harvey Oswald allegedly, it says, fired 3 shots from the 6th floor of the book depository, fatally wounding President Kennedy, injuring Governor Conley, and forever setting about questions of our government. In fact, to this day, most Americans believe Oswald was not the assassin. However, most conspiracy theories surrounding JFK's assassination have been thoroughly disproven. That being said, nearly 60 years later, can't believe it's 60 years, we still don't have all the information, as many as several documents remain classified, sources have passed away, and rampant conspiracy theories muddy the waters of truth.
Yeah, what do you think?
I think Oswald did it. He was a marksman. He was someone who wanted attention. I think Ruby, who killed Oswald, was a faux wannabe patriot who also wanted attention and felt like he was avenging the death of Kennedy by shooting him. I think it's Occam's razor. I think the simplest answers are the answers to this.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay. And Jeffrey Epstein?
I don't care about that.
You think he killed himself?
I don't know.
Asking you a question.
We're talking about Kennedy right now.
I know, but I'm asking you what happened to Jeffrey Epstein.
You're off subject, though. We're talking about...
I'm talking about a different subject.
We're talking about JFK on Today is the Greatest, because that's what it's about.
Space saucers, real or not?
That's also off topic. That is not where we're at right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Did humans come from this planet, or were we seeded here by... Chariots of the Gods.
Well, yeah, what is that? Pan-sperm geo? What is that theory called? Listen, when I was younger, I was very into the conspiracy theory stuff. Loved the X-Files, but... Oh,
so you used to be into the truth?
I just don't think this is it. This is one.
So you used to be into the truth, but what happened? Now you're just, what, mainstream media?
Yes, I got that check from Soros, and I cash that baby every day. Hey, man. If you want to, I would say Bobby Kennedy was more of the conspiracy,
is the thing. This is why, you know, after work, when we all go to the mainstream media locker room, and we're hanging out there with the rest of the mainstream media, this is why you hang out, you get along so well with everybody. It's because you'll just carry a line. But I'm telling you right now, Epstein didn't kill himself.
Well, we all know if we vary from the truth too much, our chips will explode. In our hearts will automatically be shut down. But again, I'm cashing that Soros check.
Well, I will tell you what right now. There is no chip in me, and I'll say that happily, and I'll even swear on it with my lizard blood.
Wait, you got that vaccine, though. Oh, the vaccine doesn't affect lizard people. That's right. Duh!
Yeah.
Forgot about that. But no, really, I feel like JFK assassination wasn't quite as big of a conspiracy as Robert Kennedy. He was the one who was more dangerous to JFK's supposed enemies. He was the one who would have been harder to control than JFK. He was more what you would consider progressive liberal. He was more of an activist. He was more. He was the dude who would have changed this country dramatically had he been elected president. So I think Robert Kennedy's assassination is the real conspiracy that people aren't looking into. They're obsessed with JFK. Also, there's just a thing that I read about any kind of conspiracy theory where people, it makes you feel comfortable. It makes you feel better, even though it's horrifying, but it makes you feel like everything's okay because there's some big guiding force out there choosing and altering world events.
Okay. Well, I just did a search on TikTok for Robert Kennedy, and it's clearly that you're making that up because there's no info at all about a Robert Kennedy. So I went to my news source, TikTok, and it's pretty clear you're just making stuff up, bro.
No, not at all. He's actually a rapper from South Africa.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
The man's got to breathe. Let's open up the vault.
Thank you.
Hello, Spenny. It's time for Spencertainment. Spennertainment. Spennytainment.
Spencertains.
And we let him out of the vault once a day. And if he entertains us, he gets to stay out of the dungeon. Otherwise, he has got to go right back.
Boys.
Oh, we still let him out to get some water and air after the weekend. It's been a long one.
It's getting dusty in there.
What you got for us today, Spen?
Boys, last Thursday something monumental happened, and I don't think we covered it.
We missed it. We're usually the best.
Yeah, I know.
Getting stuff. What happened?
A new song released from one of our favorite artists here.
Oh, Adele?
No, unfortunately. I'd like to do a little dramatic reading, if you don't mind.
Okay. Please.
This artist's lyrics. F all you hoes.
Oh, I know the song, and its video is incredible. Keep going.
Detroit till I die, mother effer. Talking all that BS. Ain't nobody gonna tell me how to live.
Is that Kid Rock?
Yes, it is. Kid Rock.
Mm-hmm. Kid Rock unveiled.
Dude, it is so good. He rides, ladies and gentlemen, he rides a middle finger into space. It's so good. It's so good.
No, I censor that song if we wanted to sample a little bit of it, but I did pull a little sounder from it too,
just
for fun. Yeah.
Okay, I will listen to that for sure.
But if you already heard it, you've heard the news then.
Oh, it got sent to me early yesterday morning, and I just sat in bed giggling like a little schoolgirl. It's so good.
That's what I was doing this morning. I was like, oh my God. This dude cusses like quite a bit in the first verse. So
I
censored it.
It looks like a really good, like, it looks like somebody made the world's greatest parody video.
Yeah.
Except
but it's
he's.
Not.
It's not. It's not. It's so good, dude.
You'll like it, CJ.
Should we check it out?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd say watch the video, but.
All you hoes! Detroit till I die, motherfucker! Sweet rockin' ass bull. Ain't no
return to form, baby.
Yes. Okay.
Good
yes.
enough. Well, you get the gist.
And I love this sounder. I'm guessing anytime like Matt yells at me for something I do, I can just go.
Ain't nobody gonna tell me how to leave.
Yeah, I love it. I like the eagle too. Did you have that?
Yeah, it had to be American, baby. Yeah.
One of the best lines in that is when he talks about drugs. He says, I rip more lines than a 10-pound bass. Y'all can kiss my ass. It's so good, dude. There was a part of me, here's a still from it. That's him riding a middle finger into space.
Hell yeah.
And he does start off by saying, absolutely, no one's going to tell me how to live, and I don't care what anyone says. Then he goes on to say, I don't give a blank, but what the blank's up with all the backlash? It's like, wait, I thought you didn't give an F.
You don't give an F.
Give an F, but also leave me alone. It's so good, dude. It is so good. And there's no way that it does not become, like, I want to know which wrestler is going to have it as their walk-in song.
Oh, yeah.
It's so good. Oh, you know what? Spenny was reaching for the fences because he's really, this is hardcore Spennertainment, and there's no way you have to go back in the dungeon today.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
You might even survive Thanksgiving weekend now.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Parent pickup. Here we go, ladies and gents. I know a ton of AISD is already off this week, but do not panic.
Ooh, nice.
I know some parents still out there grabbing their kids. And anyway, it's just fun stuff. The Zilker Tree returns after a year off.
Woo-hoo.
The Zilker Tree is back. And now I am going to pit my friends, CJ Morgan, my producer, Spencer Williams, against one another in a little Zilker Tree trivia. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. All right, guys, you can ring in with your name. The Zilker Tree is built around A,
Moon
standard
tower.
Light pole, B, a piece of the diving horse structure from Deep Eddy, or C, a moon tower.
C, moon tower, CJ.
What's
CJ.
It going to be? Okay,
moon
CJ.
Tower.
You are correct, CJ. My God, he's really, really one of
them. Good job, buddy.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say Moon Tower.
The Moon Towers were actually built, though known in Austin, the Moon Towers were actually built in Dallas, Texas. True or false?
CJ?
Okay, CJ?
Oh, I thought that was
true.
Okay, true. And what is your answer going to be, Spencer?
False.
Ooh, you both could have gotten 1 point on that. You are correct, Spencer. They were built in Detroit, Michigan in 1894.
Yeah.
And shipped down here 1-1. Here we go.
That makes sense.
Gentlemen, what's on top of the tree? Is it an angel, a star, a wreath, or a large red round bulb?
CJ.
CJ, what you got?
Just gonna guess star.
Okay.
Seems ubiquitous.
All right, you want it in there? You went in there?
I'm gonna guess a big old red bulb.
It is actually a star. CJ is up there with 2 points.
CJ, good job, buddy.
Closest without going over, how tall is the tree? Closest
Ooh.
Without going over.
Mm-hmm.
CJ, you wanna go first?
I'll choose, yeah.
All right.
I don't know why this number's stuck in my head, but I'm just going to say 46 feet.
Okay, 46 feet.
I'm going to say 60.
60 feet. Whoa, you're really gunning for it. The tree is 155
Ooh,
feet.
Good job, Spinny.
Yes!
So Spencer's there, even though you really were only like half, not even halfway up the tree. What's the circumference down at the bottom of the tree?
It's real thick.
Closest to come without going over.
Pie. Magic here.
Real
Not
thick.
The circumference, I'm sorry, just the diameter.
The radius?
The diameter.
Yeah.
One side to the other, how long are we going to be? Closest without going over. Spencer?
Let's see, if it's 100 or so foot.
Don't overthink it.
I'm going to say 60 feet.
60 feet, like it. What you got?
That's pretty big.
175 stuck in my head.
Well, you've gone over because it's actually 120. That means Spencer wins this round of Zilker Park. Now, I'm going to give you some specifics. It does open up this coming Saturday. They will light it. It'll stay lit all the way through the end of the year. You can only park in the paved lots this year. They won't have special parking. It's open from 6 to 10 every day. No Trail of Lights entry, because Trail of Lights is only drive-through, so you cannot go from the Zilker Park tree.
Like in the past.
In the past.
Yeah.
Cannot. Shame. No alcohol is allowed, because it is a park, and no alcohol is allowed in the parks. And also...
Tell that to my fist.
Because it's city property, you are required to wear a mask.
Oh, really?
Outdoors.
Okay.
I'll keep my mouth shut.
Interesting.
But, yeah. So anyway, it sounds like a lot of not fun this year. it's just like this list of like, no.
Has it ever been a lot of fun, though?
Come on. There's no way you didn't take a bunch of edibles one time and go out there and spin around at the bottom.
Yeah,
I know you.
I mean, then it was fun.
Well, you can still do that. There's nothing in this, list says don't show up on acid.
Oh, okay. Good point.
Sorry, kids. You'll have to just meant acid's like a you upset your stomach, and then you got to take a
Tums.
You got to take pill Tums. Mm-hmm. Got to take Tums. Anyway, that's today's parent pickup.
101X. Here's more Matt and CJ.
The week of Thanksgiving is upon us, and even for those that don't celebrate, people who are transplants to Austin don't get to see their family off. There's still a lot of Friendsgiving. There's still a lot of holiday parties. A lot of get-togethers. So I found a list at Lifehacker of the things that only bad guests do for Thanksgiving. But this can apply to almost any sort of dinner party. Thought we'd read a few here.
Oh, man, I hope farting's on there.
It's not. You know, we're not that kind of shock jock show that makes goes to the gutter for those sort of jokes. Okay,
you're right.
This,
will this you edit
is
out
serious
my joke?
Business.
Thank you. Here we go.
Here we go. Someone else is hosting Thanksgiving. Try not to do any of this stuff. Here are a few bad Thanksgiving things that guests do. Number one, don't surprise the host with last-minute dietary requests. If you're allergic to nuts, if you don't eat meat, try not to let people know the night before, or maybe even just bring your own stuff to eat.
Yeah, I'd let a guy know before your first date, too. You know what I'm saying?
Don't show up empty-handed or with a surprise dish. Both can be very annoying. If it's a potluck, the easy thing to do, grab some beer, grab a couple bottles of wine, grab liquor. And while I'm saying that, that doesn't mean, God, I've had so many friends that do this, but over the years it's gotten better. But you know the guy, if you're having to get together, that brings a six-pack and then drinks the six-pack themselves and then leaves. I'm always like, you know, bring something for the host. Bring something for the other people. Don't just bring your own booze, drink it, and go. Potlucks are all about sharing.
Okay.
Yeah. Or bring pot to the potluck, you know? Make some delicious brownies or edibles or just something special. It also suggests not to show up with a surprise dish. And some of the examples it gives is, say, if, you know, the host always makes a stuffing or a pie or a macaroni and cheese dish, something that they're really excited
don't
about.
Try don't try to dunk on them by making the same thing and saying, like, yeah, well, you think your mac and cheese
check
is good.
Check out mine. Yeah, don't do that. That can lead to a lot of trouble. Also, don't expect oven space.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know. I feel like that's kind of a usual potluck thing. You make something, toss it in the oven, heat it up, but it says that's a rude thing to do. This one annoys the crap out of me. I used to hate this. Because when I was having parties, I was getting the lights set up, mowing the yard, cooking, having to shower, get the house ready. I hate it when people show up early. I absolutely hate it. If the party's at 6 o'clock, don't show up before 6:15.
Wait, then make the party 6:15.
No, you don't. Then it would be annoying if people showed up at 6:15. Don't show up till 6:30. Don't show. Showing up on time, we can debate that, but don't show up
early.
Is this
why you and Lisa are always late to my house?
No, that's a little different. That's because she takes forever to get ready and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. But just when there's... That's also different.
If you tell me to be there at 6, I'm being there. I'm going to be there at 6.
Well, if they're... It's different than inviting a friend over for dinner, having like a couple of people. But if you're having a party, sure. If the time says the time, be there. But if you're there early, that's annoying as crap.
I didn't say I was going to be there early. I said I was going to be there at what time you told me to be there. And you're like, fine. Show up at what time I told you to show up.
Yeah, but I guess I'm just always running behind.
That's different.
And trying to get stuff. But the main thing is don't show up early. For me, that is the annoying thing is when someone shows up early to a party. Because then they're in the way trying to help, or you have to try to entertain them while putting the finishing touches on whatever you were doing to get stuff ready. Don't show up early. It's very annoying. I hate it. It makes me angry to this day. Very angry. In fact, that's the whole reason I did this list. Don't overserve yourself. Taking too much food, that's a little rude.
We're not talking about the food. We're talking about the alcohol.
I did overserve myself last time I was at your house, so I took a lot of the food. Remember, I was on my third round of street tacos before anyone else was getting their second.
No, I don't remember that at all.
Okay,
that makes that I feel like it's a compliment. Makes me feel like you were enjoying the food.
It was great.
Yeah, then what the problem is?
But yes, last but not least on don't overserve yourself. Mainly comes to alcohol.
Yeah.
So be careful. You don't want to be that drunkard, getting in fights, talking politics, whatever that might be. And then last but not least, don't overstay your welcome.
Ugh.
That can be exhausting when there's... If it's one person... No, one person's usually the one that doesn't get the clue.
That's the annoying thing.
It really is. I also have now grown to hate the person that... It's nice when people kind of pick up after themselves and do stuff, but... When there's someone that stays that insists on helping you clean, like a little, again, the kind of in the way, just like the person that shows up early, you want to pick some stuff up and go to bed, but the person that stays late and I don't know. maybe I just don't need to have parties.
It sounds like you just don't like to have people at your house.
No, I'd love should, to. I absolutely
they just better behave.
Love to.
And they better be there on your terms.
Yes, very much so.
I got it. Message received, Captain.
101X, Matt and CJ.
Time to settle our sporting bets. Over the weekend, Matt, did you pay attention to anything? Did you just coast and okay, good.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you, I didn't feel really good on Friday, and I think it may be not my turn to win.
Let's find out.
Okay,
here are our sports bets. Continuing over from last Friday. In fantasy football, Christian McCaffrey, does he go over or under 19 points?
I said under, I believe.
He had 23 points, so incorrect on that one. 1 point, CJ. This one double pisses me off. Cowboys or Chiefs, you chose the Chiefs. You were correct.
Was that really?
Yes.
I thought I chose the Cowboys for sure.
No, the Chiefs had won like three in a row and... Which I know, but know. You said they were both teams were bad, which they're actually both really good, but there you go.
Okay.
How many?
Who? Both teams aren't bad, but the Cowboys scored 9 points?
Well, the Chiefs only scored 19. High-powered offense held tonight. They're also 7-3, leading their division. That's not bad.
Okay, what's the next one?
Okay. Who scores more goals this weekend in the Premier League? Ronaldo or Watford Football Club? Ronaldo plays for fifth place Manchester United. They were playing last place Watford Football Club. Watford won 4-1. It was such a surprise that they sacked Man United's coach. The coach got fired after this result. This was not supposed to go your way, man. This absolutely was not.
Do you understand that you should be taking some of these ridiculous things and then putting Vegas money on them? Because I'm not making these. They're not logical, these choices, but I've been doing quite well.
I mean, I should have known. Ronaldo's been in quite a slump, so that was weird to pick him. But still, point for Matt, Watford Football Club. So that's Matt 2, CJ 1.
You know, I'm a huge Watford fan. I stan Watford.
You must be now. They'll probably get relegated at the end of the season, but
probably.
It doesn't matter. You won this. Who wins in the 101X Fantasy Football League this week, Lawless or Jason Dick?
I chose Lawless because he's the boss and I wanted to kiss up.
And he's first place in the league right now. But...
We won't even know because
I kind of screwed that up. Yeah. So it comes down to... Either this will continue to tomorrow, or it comes down to heads or tails.
Okay.
The coin toss, you chose heads. I got our nickel right here.
Wait, why are we tossing already? Because did we go through everything already?
We went through everything. So either we continue to tomorrow.
Wait, that was five questions?
Yeah. We burned through it. If you want more sports questions,
what five
baby,
did we go through?
McCaffrey, Cowboys, Watford, and then fantasy football, and then heads or tails.
I didn't have a
fifth question last week. I asked you heads or tails, and you chose heads. All right, so either we tie and wait till tomorrow, or...
There's no tie.
Oh, God damn it! Damn it!
CJ, let's not curse on the mic.
Now there is no tie. Matt, you predicted heads correctly. That means I will now step over here.
Dude, I'm having fun.
I love this bit.
This bit has been great.
No, it hasn't.
It's been fantastic.
I've now lost four times.
Yeah, it's been great. I lost once, not knowing anything. CJ is stepping over to the punishment Plinko board. Please do not confuse this for a punishment wheel. That's a hacky bit that a lot of other radio stations do. We do punishment Plinko because we are filled to the gills with originality. Tell us, what do we got? What are some of the punishments down there?
We have Watch Love Actually in its entirety. The Spencer rug burn for 30 seconds. Brush teeth with a shoe. TikTok dance with Emily. Lego walk. Spoonful of the spice. Lego walk but with socks, which I had to do last week.
Did you do it? I still have to do it.
I still got to do that. So I got two punishments coming. Or a $20 charity donation to buy your way out.
Okay.
Okay, we ready?
Yeah. There it goes, ladies and gentlemen.
No.
I hear it. What does that say?
A Spencer rug burn for 30 seconds.
Oh, sweet. You're gonna get that arm burn where he has to put his big, massive, giant man hands around your wrist, I guess, and then back and forth, back and forth, back and forth for 30 seconds.
All right, Spinny, come do it.
No, 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 it's tomorrow. Tomorrow's the punishment.
I just want to get it over with.
No, no, no. I want you to think about it all night long.
All night.
Matt and CJ, 101X.
America has a new hero, and it's the QAnon shaman's lawyer.
Okay.
Yeah, I know that sounds like a very odd statement. If somehow you've been living under a rock, or maybe you just missed it, the QAnon shaman. I followed the whole QAnon thing probably far longer than I should have, and probably paid way more attention to it, going all the way back to Pizzagate, because Pizzagate affected, I don't know, a local business here that I like a whole lot, Eastside Pies. So I had been paying attention to it for a good, I guess, almost 6 years now. And QAnon Shaman is a guy you may have seen during the Capitol riots in January 6th. He wore a big buffalo headdress with buffalo horns. His face was painted. He's carrying a spear and shirtless.
Yeah,
screaming.
But he's Antifa, though. He was an Antifa plant.
Hang on. Let me just get where I'm going. So QAnon Shaman had actually, became his first time to be on the big national stage, but he had been around for a while. I had been following QAnon Shaman and loving QAnon Shaman for about 2 years before that, also because he gave so many good quotes, which I could then pull and then play on my previous afternoon show. He was brilliant at that. He's now been sentenced to 41 months in jail.
Months?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Oh, yeah. He's going.
I glossed over the story. I thought it was 41 days.
No. He's going for almost 4 years to jail. Now, I don't think that anyone should have been running into the Capitol. I saw people behaving atrociously. I'm not going to let anybody off. But I will say that he's clearly not mentally well. And he hasn't been. And he hasn't been for years. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not always an excuse for your behavior. You can't just excuse it away. But he clearly has mental illness. It's just been pretty... And no one's been there to help him. That said, it's set up for a pretty good... You know, he got sentenced to 41 months. It's a long time for someone to go to jail. I think up to this point, maybe the longest sentence anyone has received for going into the Capitol. Anyway, they interviewed his lawyer, and I'm in love with his lawyer. He's great. He's great.
After spending this much time talking to David Stanley and learning about him, what do you think is appropriate accountability for the
public? What do I think about his what?
What is an appropriate accountability for former President Trump?
If you're asking my opinion, my opinion is meaningless. I will say that I would probably be far more effective over a beer with former President Trump, even if you didn't have a beer, because I understand he doesn't drink beer, but I'd have a beer. And I'd tell him, you know what? You got a few things to do, including clearing this mess up and taking care of a lot of the jackasses that you got because of January 6th. Now, in the meantime, I might talk to him about some other things that I'd agree with him on. But my opinion doesn't mean...
Dude, at a press conference too? Hell yeah.
He's on the steps,
funny.
Like right outside of the court.
That's funny.
Generally, when you see a lawyer... They, you know what I mean? They just speak in lawyer speak, and that's kind of it. I don't know anything about this guy's background at all, but I just like how he just shoots. What does it matter? My opinion doesn't matter. I'm a lawyer for, I'm a public defender. My opinion doesn't matter. But I really like them. And they're like, you know, meanwhile, it doesn't mean us. So I love the dude. Now I'm going to start tracking him down and I'll start following him.
More good radio quotes.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X. And now it's time for the Nerd Report.
I just wanted to say that I'm a nerd.
No Time to Die, the perfect ending to Daniel Craig's 007, is the top grossing movie so far in 2021, making $734 million globally, even surpassing F9. And why I'm excited about this, not only because I love the movie, but because I've got a list of all of the top movies this year, and I've seen all of them but one.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Matt, I want to go through this and see if you've seen any first here. In the U.S., Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings is actually the top grossing film, with $224 million. No Time to Die earned $154 million domestically. We still have yet to see Spider-Man No Way Home, which, as you know, Matt, could be silly and could surpass it all, especially with the crossover with past Spider-Man movies, Doctor Strange being involved. It's going to be silly.
Doctor Strange, the guy that travels through time or whatever from England with a scarf?
I think that's... No, you're thinking of something else.
Oh, it's Doctor Who.
Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah, that's very different. This is Doctor Strange, who's a Marvel character.
No TARDIS.
Played by... No.
No
weird
call
TARDIS
box.
Phone booth. None of that. No, Doctor Strange is very different. Here are some of the top movies so far this year. In the United States, Venom. God damn it. I'm just pissing myself off today.
Venom.
I can't talk at all. Venom. Let There Be Carnage. Black Widow, which was a lot of fun. A Quiet Place Part 2. Eternals. Free Guy. Godzilla versus Kong, which I actually did get high and watch. And it was so stupid, but it was worth
good.
It was one of those to where while you're watching it, you're like, wait, did they do this on purpose? Do they know this is bad? And you just don't know. You just end up questioning. This one every evening as my fiance and I sat down after eating to watch something before going to bed. She brings this up every single day. She really wants to watch it. Jungle Cruise with The Rock.
Yeah.
And I keep saying no. Any of these you've seen? Any of them on your radar?
Yeah, Jungle Cruise.
Are you serious?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because of the kids
it's
and
great.
Wife? Is it? No, really?
It's really good,
Is
dude.
It bad good or just like...
I try to put myself in a kid's mindset when I'm watching a kid's movie. And
okay.
If I was a kid, there's no way I wouldn't think it's the greatest movie of all time. Like, better than... It's much more elevated.
Flight of the Navigator, better than that?
It's much more elevated and much less real than something like Raiders of the Lost Ark, even though Raiders of the Lost Ark is pretty fantastical.
Yeah, a never-ending story. Is it better than that?
Oh, it's so much better than never-ending story. It crushes another. Now, the other movie I've seen is Free Guy.
Okay, another kind of kids video game
movie.
It was
very video, yeah.
How was that?
I always kind of look at my son. I will say that Free Guy is the first movie that my whole family has watched where my daughter hasn't pretended that she had to go to the bathroom in the middle of it and then just disappeared.
Never come back.
She actually really liked Free Guy, and she watched the whole thing. My son, it melted his face. And that's,
okay,
to me, is the
good
joy, because I don't watch a lot of movies. So now occasionally we do a family movie night, and you know, since COVID, when all these big releases have come out straight to home release, you know, we've kind of tried to like do like
it's
on a Friday
it, yeah,
evening or something. We'll put the whole family on the sofa, and I like to watch my son. And at the end of Free Guy, he was just like, it was fun to see somebody experience that much joy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
When's the last time you experienced, I don't know, any joy, CJ? And then to watch somebody experience all of it at once.
Yeah.
And he's just like, that was amazing. Like, it really, really moved him.
I get it. That's sweet. I actually
felt the same way about Jungle Cruise, too, so.
Okay. That's good. I have actually experienced a lot of joy recently. You remember when we accidentally played the fart over a commercial one day? Completely on accident? And Spinny and I laughed so hard we couldn't breathe, and you walked in, and you're like, what happened, guys?
Yes, I do remember.
I have experienced pure joy.
That's... Just think of that feeling you had and know that my son had that for 2 hours during Free Guy.
But you still haven't seen the new Bond movie yet, the top grossing one in the world. One
no.
of my favorites of the year.
No, and I probably won't. Ever.
Well worth it.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Saturday Night Live crushed it. They had a legendary sketch on this weekend.
Really?
And
you,
it's not... I know. What
you
do you say?
You don't watch it.
I know.
Since when?
I know. This popped into my feed this morning, and it is... It's one of those, like, the National Change Bank or the Bass-O-Matic 3000. It's one of those sketches that's going to live in the SNL Hall of Fame. It's really good.
That's high praise. I can't remember anything... close to recent times that has been.
I know. And this one is so good. Plus, it really leaves itself open-ended to just keep coming back for the rest of the season. It stars Kenan Thompson. I'm glad he has something to really showcase his skills as a game show host, which he does really well.
He's become their utility player.
Over the years, he kind of got really maligned for a long time. He was in a bunch of sketches where I don't think they really showed off any of his skills. Mm-hmm. This one is really fun. And the sketch is called, it's a game show, and the game show is called Republican or Not. And it is really good. I'm not going to play the whole thing for you. It's like a 40-minute sketch. I'm going to play a little bit of it, though, so you can get a taste of what it is.
Okay.
And it's really fun. And then let's just play a little bit.
Yeah, just play it.
Okay, here we go. Here's a little bit of SNL's Republican or Not.
Let's meet our second guest, Lacey. Lacey came here from Manhattan.
New York City or Kansas?
I can't say. Stop the clock.
On Twitter, my pinned tweet is my body, my choice.
Okay, that's a trick. She's talking about vaccines, right?
Oh, if we only knew. Another hint, Lacey.
I support Caitlyn Jenner.
In what way?
Y'all doing great.
And give us another clue.
Okay, my favorite comic is Dave Chappelle.
Starting when?
I love my job. All right, give him another one.
Last month, I went to a board meeting and complained about a book being taught in my daughter's school.
Okay, I definitely know that one. She's a Republican.
No, sorry.
What? She was complaining about a book in her kid's school.
That's right. And that book? The Bible.
It goes on from
there.
That's cute. There's multiple people.
That's good. I enjoy it.
And it's a perfect sketch because it pokes fun at
everyone.
All of us. At all of us in the ridiculousness in our both-sidersdom or my sider or my side is better than the other side.
Yeah, I just need to laugh.
It's so good. And at the end of it, it has one of the best last lines I've ever seen in any kind of sketch. I'm not going to say what it is because I think people should go find the sketch and see it. We will go ahead and we'll repost it to our Facebook page.
To the website.
Yeah, just Matt.
Yeah, please do.
Oh, yeah, actually, the website's better, isn't it? So
either or. Wherever.
Okay, I'm going to send a link to you because I want people to see this last line because the last line is very poignant. Anyway, it's really good. There's so many more iterations they could go through with this.
Yeah.
I really hope they keep bringing it back because that was just one little taste. It's 4 minutes, and every single one of them landed. Every single one of the jokes landed.
Dude,
it's really
this
clever.
This is such a surprise because you are not a fan of SNL, haven't watched in decades.
I can get frustrated with it because there's so much talent there. There's really good writers there, and it just seems to fall flat mm-hmm. so often. You know, I have friends that work on the show or worked on the show, and so I want to root for it to do well because, because I like my friends. But this one really was just like, I was like, okay, this is grand. And I'm hoping that they'll do it, you know, once a month or something because it's funny.
It's cute. Yeah, I enjoyed that very much. Thanks for sharing.
You're welcome, sir.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Man, I got scammed and it almost ruined my entire weekend.
Really?
Yeah, I got grandma scammed, as we'll call
it. Grandma scammed?
I'm going to call it a grandma scam because it's one of those things you fall for that you should know better. Basically, I entered my credit card online and got scammed.
Oh, this wasn't one of those things where you thought you could get 12 CDs for one penny?
I thought those actually worked, man. Are you serious? What the hell?
You entered your credit card online. I enter my credit card online every day.
I screwed up. As you heard at the beginning of the show, I'd been on hold with my bank for quite a while to get things sorted out. But I paid a bunch of, you know, that medical crap that I had happen?
Right. Penis shortening?
Yes, yeah. Things just dangling, man. Had to get it cut. And I'm talking just about the foreskin. It was unusually wrong and long and horrid. The back stuff. And if anyone's had any kind of, and mine wasn't super serious, but if anyone's had anything like I did where you had to go to an emergency doctor, another doctor, an anesthetician, a rehab facility,
you just get keeping bills left and right.
You keep getting bills. And you know, luckily most of mine are $30 to $100.
Right.
The biggest was like $260, but you keep getting a trickle of bills. So I finally sat down this weekend. I'm like, I'm going to pay all this. I'm going to just pay all this so I stop getting bills and don't, you know, wreck my credit any further. And one of the websites was like paymybillnow.com, and you enter a code and your account number they give you. Not abnormal, but as I was typing pay my bill, instead of going to .com, I went to .org. It took me there, and it's basically a website that looks exactly
like
the website, which I should have known, because the first thing it had me enter was my card information, which I thought was weird. And I'm like, well, I haven't done my account number, my other thing yet, and it's asking for card first. And then I entered my card first, and it says, now we need your CVV number. And click, I understand the blah, blah, blah. And I did that and I clicked it. And then it took me to some other screen, which was like, buy movies now. And it's like, your download will begin soon. And I was like, ah, son of a bitch.
Grandma
spammed. And then I went back and I realized what I did when I clicked back to go to the URL. It said .org instead of .com. Realized what I did. Luckily, my bank did stop the transaction immediately. It charged me like $300, and that didn't work. And then it charged me $55. So the bank stopped. It said it was suspicious, but it also stopped all my other activity.
Right.
So I didn't pay any of the bills. I couldn't use my card, which I kind of forgot about. But when I went to the gas station to get some snacks and some drinks, card didn't work. So then you just have to embarrassingly go back, put your stuff away like you didn't have money.
Can I do a dramatic reenactment of the one side of the conversation that I heard in here when I came in this afternoon?
Please do.
Okay. This is my dramatic reenactment of just the one side of the phone conversation I heard while CJ was on the phone with his bank. Yeah, I need to report some fraudulent use on my card, and also there's some other things there that weren't fraudulent but can't go through now. Yes, yes, yeah, those are good. Yeah, no, there's like a website, right. That's the one. That's the fraudulent one. And
sir, did you enter your information?
No, don't. This is the one side. Stay out of it, CJ. No, I entered that. Pardon? I went there. Yeah, no, they got my, I gave them the credit card, but it's not, I gave them the credit card, but not to, just cancel everything. Just cancel it all. It was so great when you got, because I thought for sure, like, oh, they stole his number. They stole his card number.
They got it. Yeah, they
took it. And that moment where you could tell that the person on the line was like, wait a minute. Wait, so you just gave him your stuff?
Just to clarify, you did enter it yourself?
Yes. Yes, I did.
We don't even need that information. We just want to shame you.
101X. Here's more Matt and CJ.
Thieves have a new method. It could be coming to Austin. So far, they've hit San Francisco and Chicago. We can all agree that stealing is wrong. This is people behaving badly, by the way. Stealing is wrong, unless, of course, it's heartthrob and world's sexiest man, Paul Rudd, stealing your heart. Right, ladies?
Very true.
That's legal.
Or if he were like a diamond thief in France or something.
Well, Paul, he's such a special man. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk a little bit about what these thieves are up to. Like I said, hit Chicago. Do you remember Wilding? Remember that was going on for a little bit?
Cannon show on MTV2?
No. They were like, you'd see reports in the news. This is probably 15 years ago, 10 years ago. A group of, say, 20 kids would run into a convenience store and they would steal.
Oh, just grab as much as they can.
Just grab what they could, all Twinkies. Now, stealing is wrong no matter what.
We used to call it a beer bust.
Yeah, and a lot of that was really going to be petty theft because each individual walking out of there has probably had $20 worth of stuff.
Yeah.
And cops just said, meh. That's kind of their take. Well, they've upped their game. I'm going to let you hear a little bit of this report. This is from San Francisco, where it's happened every night for the last, I think, four nights. But here's part of it.
Broadway Plaza packed with police cars. The store closing its doors for the day at 9 o'clock at night. Officers confirmed the looting started just before then. And we heard from people at a nearby restaurant, probably about 50 feet away, worried about whether the crime would extend across the street.
Yeah, that crime was 80 people ran into a Nordstrom like 3 minutes before they closed. And they took... They took what's going to be hundreds of thousands worth
of clothing.
Yeah,
damn,
that's the Nordstrom.
That's crazy.
The night before, they've also hit a couple of Lululemon stores. But the big thing is they bum rushed a Louis Vuitton and they took $1 million worth of merchandise or whatever.
Damn.
They've done it. Another group has been doing it in Chicago.
Chicago and San Francisco so far.
So far, that's what I found.
All Democratic cities, that figures, because they defunded the police.
Yeah, who knows exactly. But it's kind of genius, because you can't. Now, the cops did this. On this third one, the cops managed to arrest, I think, two different people. But, I mean, two out of 80.
All it takes is one to squeal.
Yeah, and so it has been interesting. But in order to organize this, I don't think, you know, 80 people aren't fitting in one house. This is being organized.
No, they're doing it online. Just like with festivals, you have different gate crashing threads.
Exactly.
Same thing. Yeah.
Exactly. And so it'll be interesting to see what happens, because since people don't seem to really have a handle on how to get a hold in front of this yet, it's going to catch on, because thieves are going to see how successful this has been in other cities now. And, you know, the one thing is, you might have come up with this idea, but other people go, yeah, but would that work? Would that even work? Well, now the proof is in the pudding. I mean, it's like four nights in a row.
Yeah.
Millions of dollars worth of merchandise flying out the windows. And
not,
I think so far they've caught three people.
Agitators, people just want to cause ruckus.
Yeah, so it
start
is.
Start trouble.
It will be interesting to see what continues to happen with this, and what you know, what's the solution going to be?
Well, I'll tell you, the radio station's going to be safe, because I just checked up front on all the prizes we've given away in the last month, and they're still there. So we actually might welcome this. Please come clean out all this old crap. Save us some of that, some of our Rambler water, though. We'll actually drink that.
Yeah, I'll drink the Rambler
okay.
for sure. Yeah. Well, anyway, that is, we'll keep an eye on it. I hope it doesn't get to the city here. I love little old Austin, but
yeah.
I just feel like, I mean, anything that's cool and happening in San Francisco and Chicago, eventually the hipsters in this town are going
to
want to try to do too. So we'll see. That's people behaving badly.
America, America, this is you.
101X, Matt and CJ.
And the Rolling Stones concert this weekend was a mess, and it has become the latest internet debacle of fighting and anger and rage, and I'm all for it. It's exciting.
I guess just for some people, because I also saw tons of people who went and said it was a great night, and they loved every bit of it.
Yeah.
So what exactly was the debacle part? Let's bring everybody up to date.
Getting into the area was apparently very, very difficult. So much so that people turned back.
I read that a lot of people decided to follow Waze, and Waze does not know where the concert was and was directing people into an area where there is no way to go to the concert.
That's what Coda said, but then a lot of people on the internet, you know, and I'm just using that as sources, were like, this is BS. I didn't use Waze, and it still took me 3 hours to get in. Apparently, the traffic was just so bad and mismanaged, and there were people that are like, I'm literally a mile away and have been sitting here an hour. People were getting out of their ride shares to walk, and then a lot of other people just turned back. But the worst that I did see was 3 hours to get into Coda. And
why didn't those people just take a helicopter?
Yeah, isn't that what most people do during F1 and stuff like that?
It has been known for a long time that there are not a lot of arteries leading to Coda.
In or out, yeah.
And this is going to sound like a Johnny come lately, but yeah, if I were going to any event at Coda, I would be there really early.
Well, that's where the internet fighting is happening. It's It's a classic fight you see everywhere, that kind of, well, personal responsibility. A lot of people are like, this is ridiculous. It's BS. And in their defense, Coda is throwing everyone out there under the bus. They are throwing subcontractors under the bus.
It's everyone else's
under
fault.
The bus. Yeah. It's the Travis County sheriffs, or is it Travis County out there? I don't know. It's everyone else's fault than their own. But then so people are pissed. There's been numerous just paragraphs about how great the show was, but how terrible traffic was. And
yeah, I saw a lot of people say that it was really a fantastic, wonderful show.
I heard it was epic, and I looked at some, and this wasn't even the Metallica super stage they did in the past. This was a super stage. It was on the track. It was effing huge. They had two giant areas of general admission, like a silver and a bronze. But
yeah, it looked wonderful. It was fun looking at the pictures of different members of the Stones that took photos around the city.
Yeah. Mick Jagger, he's been doing that on the tour, and it is kind of cool seeing him.
He had a beer outside of the spoke. He had a taco. That was fun seeing him around the city because it got people excited. It's a great way to get people excited for the show.
Dudes still rock.
And they're old. I don't mean that to sound disparaging, but they are in their late 70s, and they still, I heard, put on a 100% home run show for the people who got in and saw it, the other people that weren't stuck out on the road.
So that's where a lot of the internet fighting is happening, are people, the parking lot opened at 3:30, the venue said they opened at 4:30, turns out they actually opened after 5, but a lot of people were like, well, I got here at 3:30 like I was supposed to, what are you bitching about, you should have just got here at 3:30. And I think what happened is, to a lot of people that have been out to Circuit of the Americas, or, you know, specifically the Germania Insurance Amphitheater, that venue holds, 15,000-ish?
No idea.
But it's not the... I, CJ, am used to traffic getting in and getting out of the venue at that capacity.
Right.
I know when I would leave the house.
Right.
Blah, 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 blah,
blah. But if you had left the house like you usually would have, you would have been screwed.
You would have been effed. And I think the Waze thing was part of it. I think a lot of navigation was saying that one of the roads were closed. Again, this is all just coming from Coda, whereas people in their cars said something different. But I think a lot of people did not expect that they would have to get there at 3:30, 4 o'clock, when the Stones don't go on till 8:45. In order to get in and enjoy it. But it has just been a massive wad of internet fighting amongst Stones fans living in Austin.
I hate to wade into the issue with my take because I don't want people upset. But really, I think another option a lot of people could have considered, and I'm sorry to be the Johnny come lately with advice here, but another option that people could have considered is to have done what I did and just sit in bed and watch Love Island on the laptop.
Just stay your ass at home and not go.
Yeah, because I ain't having no fun these days. Just sitting there going, again. And it's just one of those things where you're trying to resist your phone because all of your friends are going to the Stones.
Dude, everyone was at that show.
Everybody was at the show.
It looked huge.
Everybody was at the show.
Yeah.
Everyone. And I was like, well, okay, this is a pretty good season of Love Island. I wonder, I wonder if these girls are really going to find love. God.
Matt and CJ, 101X.
I know exactly what's going to happen in the future.
Whoa, you're clairvoyant?
That's what's happening with Weird and Wire today. They did another one of these symposiums with the futurists.
The futurists!
Every couple of years this happens. Someone pays a group of future thinkers to tell us what's going to happen in the future.
Cool. Yeah, we're supposed to have flying skateboards.
Exactly. These are the same people that always come, you know, that just get to sit around and, I don't know, get high and dream and tell us this is what the future is going to be like. So they said in 15 years, that's 2036, they came out with these are the things that are going to be prevalent everywhere. This is what our future will look like.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
First of all, they say that stores won't have clothes anymore. You'll just go in and there will be AI tailors. You'll stand in front of a mirror. You'll move around. It'll take a picture of you. So you'll select, this is the shirt that I want. Then you'll stand in front of it and it will know your body's composition, style, or whatever. And then they'll say, okay, the shirt will be in the mail and it'll come to your house in 4 days. A custom made shirt.
But you still
got to
walk around dong out until that happens? Is that. No. You confuse me there. You just walk into the store and stand in front of a mirror nude?
Not nude. You just like you would stand just like you are right now. It would tell you, here's your size.
Man, I was really hoping the future would be dong out, but go on.
All right. Another thing they said is in order to be. They said that they will be something called VR holidays. You'll be able to go into a VR unit or wear a VR headset at your work, and you'll get a 30-minute decompression. They say that it would allow us to work longer hours and still be happy. Any future where we're working more is a broken future. The whole point of the future should be to find ways to make robots do the work for us.
Yes,
what are they talking
more efficient.
About?
Efficient.
Pricks. They said they're going to be smart toilets. Everyone's house will be equipped with a smart toilet. The toilet will read your urine and your duke.
And tell you if you're healthy.
And it'll tell you what kind of healthy you are, if you need to increase your intake on this or
so
on that.
So now I'm going to be shamed by not just the actual scale in my bathroom or the mirror, but I got the toilet on my ass too.
Yes, they actually, there's a clip of your toilet in the future. Too much Taco Bell. Nah, too much fast food. Stop drinking so much. Hope you enjoyed that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Future toilet.
And then one of the things...
Now like, feed me. Yummy.
Yummy. I love your used Taco Bell, CJ. Here comes another sandworm. The spice must flow. Speaking of disgusting foods, the one thing they all agreed on was in the future, we will not have our fast food joints. You'll no longer have burgers. We'll be serving bug burgers.
Oh,
we'll all be eating insects in the future as a cheaper and much more viable and available protein source.
I was thinking that Taco Bell would win out the franchise wars just like in Demolition Man.
No.
That's what's supposed to happen.
No.
Okay. Well, so is this future weird or wired?
Everything that I've described here is weird. And I'm not worried about anything's happening because every time one of these futurist consortiums gets together with a bunch of eggheads, they come up with these dumb ideas and none of it is ever true. They try to tell us that Austin would be taken over by podcasters and billionaires with self-driving cars, and that didn't happen.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Matt's, am I making a mistake opening my new home to coworkers?
Are they coworkers from here?
Yes.
Bad idea.
See, here's the deal.
We're all thieves.
I decided last night in talking with our friend Momo to do the company Christmas party at my house. To host a party there.
Really?
No? Terrible idea?
Oh, we're not doing a company Christmas party at like...
Shakey's?
At Jeffrey's?
No. Unfortunately, we're doing something apparently in January company-wide, but everyone's talked about doing an unofficial get-together. And I thought... You know what? I haven't had people over at my new house because of COVID and everything. I've just had parties. I used to love having two parties a year, but this is the first time where I don't have roommates with my roommates' busted-ass furniture, my roommates' dirty sinks, my roommates' mismatching dishes and things hanging on the wall. I finally have a house
that
belongs to me and has... Yeah?
I don't mean to throw you off, but I need to interrupt. You were talking to Momo about this win.
Last night.
Okay. Before or after you talked to your fiance about whether it would be a good idea or not. Okay, did I just really throw this off the rails? Because I bet you haven't discussed it with her at all yet.
Yeah, you're correct on that, and that's actually where I was going. Because it also would be a Thursday
night.
So
you're like, I'm going to have 90 people at our house. My wife-to-be doesn't know about it yet and has to work the next morning.
Well, 90. I was going to say 20 or 30.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an unofficial party.
Your wife-to-be who's occasionally come in and said, CJ, why is there... What was the thing she was upset about recently about laundry or you had left something out?
What is the thing she's upset about recently? Just name your pick.
Just could anything, be anything out there.
Well, I mean, it's not going to be that bad because it's going to be more of a, you know, we're going to have food to eat. We're going to do a gift exchange, a white elephant.
You're not a single guy
anymore.
Might
have a live band in the backyard. You're not, I'm working on that.
Oh, dude. Do you not understand that part of why your wife-to-be wanted to get engaged and to move to a new place is she wants to grow up?
Yeah, I want to show off my grown-up house to people that only know me as having like 8 roommates. So I want to have
people those people
over.
Will know you when you have roommates again after your wife-to-be leaves after this party. Okay,
so this is something I should bail on, but it's a good Christmas party.
I think it should probably at least be brought up to your fiance, who also
lives
in the house
and pays rent. Yeah,
pays you're right. rent.
Yeah.
Most of the rent?
No, we split it.
You guys split everything 50-50?
No, I pay all the utility, gas, electric, water. I pay all that, and then she pays for HBO Plus, Disney Go, all that crap that she got.
Yeah. I love that you just came in and were like, I want to have this party. And I was like, I knew in the back of my mind, it's like, I know he has not brought this up yet with Lisa. I know that he hasn't. It just said, hey, I was thinking about having 20 or 30 people, which you know this group. That's 40 to 50.
That's also me when in high school telling my mom I'm having a few friends over.
I know.
And it won't be that late.
I know how it works for you because you'll end up having a fun time. Momo will say, it's the end of the year. We're done with tailgates. We have all of this tailgate liquor left over.
Yeah,
I'll bring it over.
That's already been brought up.
That's why you're so excited.
So then at the party, someone's going to call and be like, oh, there's like 40 of us over here. We're having a great time. It's fun. Get over here.
Yeah.
We're getting ready to do the white elephant. Get over here beforehand. Just stop and wrap a Red Bull before you get to the house. And your wife, in the meantime, is going to be sitting, I should keep saying wife-to-be. Mm-hmm. At some point, she's going to go, CJ, I do have to work in the morning. And at that point,
but honey,
you'll be liquored up.
I just
and
started
like,
the fire.
Well, I got to go to work in the morning. Why? We could go 1 month without damn Disney Plus, bitch.
I think you're misreading this. This is really our company and coworkers have fallen on hard times. It has been a rough year with COVID, and I'm trying to unite us together in a moment of celebration and goodwill towards each other in the holidays.
But you're not inviting the entire building, just some of the people.
No, I'm going to invite everyone, but there's ways I learned from being in social organizations in college where you can invite but not invite people, if that makes sense.
How are you going to get rid of half of the building?
It's just stealth. It's just a way to do it.
Just make up the wrong address for your house?
No. Of course we're going to invite the whole building. Because I'm trying to get some money and gift cards from the GM.
Okay, if you're inviting the whole building.
And a plus one, so they're partners.
How are you getting this down to 20 or 30 people?
Because, you know, that many people aren't going to want to go out on a Thursday night when they got to be at the radio station early.
How about this? In the invitation, say that management has already accepted your invitation, and that'll keep half the people like, I don't want to hang out with the manager. They're gonna get mad at me.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get myself in trouble. I'm not gonna do that.
Oh wait, we don't have HR anymore.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
We've made it. We're here. We're done.
We did do it. I'm proud of us and even our incredible intern. I called him an intern. Producer,
what?
Spencer.
Dude, what a dunk.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
rude.
Did you see me just do that? Wow.
Yeah. I don't know what to say about it. God damn it.
Well, at least you're getting college credit than the crappy pay in radio. So.
Yeah. Wouldn't you be happier about that?
No. College is a scam.
Wow. That's positive. Heck yeah.
Look, man, I'm just defeated after being called an intern.
I didn't call you an intern. Go. I started to, and I stopped myself immediately.
You said it completely.
No, you finished the entire word.
Not only is Spencer an intern, but you're trying to gaslight him.
That's what you do with interns, huh?
You just gaslight him. That's what you're supposed to do. So that's what you think of me?
But why are you proud of him? You're going on.
Not anymore.
We derailed you. You're very proud of Spencer.
I was going to say because he's very forgiving of how often I stutter or misspeak, but it's not anymore, so I'm no longer proud of him.
I only made it seem that way because... I don't know, man. It's just hard to deal with you when you're stuttering so much.
How'd you enjoy those beers I gave you on Friday?
They're fine.
God, you're such a jerk.
No, they were great. Thank you.
Nobody likes you anymore.
They're excellent. Thank you.
Nobody likes you anymore.
They're awesome, man.
Big time party tomorrow. Tomorrow is a Friday for us.
Hell yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Still listen, though, even though we're not here.
Why wouldn't we be here?
We will be in spirit.
Are you not going to be here tomorrow?
I mean, mentally, no. I thought you'd notice.
Have you just checked out
after
already?
After last Tuesday, I checked out. 5:30 p.m. last Tuesday.
That checked out. You went on vacation that long ago?
Yeah, and that doesn't even, I mean, that's only a half day. I mean, Monday I was sick, so yeah.
Wow. At least you can admit to yourself what's going on. Should we all, maybe we should all go out tomorrow night and have a little Thanksgiving dinner together?
Yeah. Are you talking some chili dogs? Are you talking maybe Hank somewhere fancy or?
I don't know. Ask the intern what he wants to buy.
Yeah. What's on?
I'm not buying S.
Student loan money not come in yet for the holiday break?
No, waiting on a VA too.
Okay.
On the Veterans Affairs, baby.
Yeah, baby.
My dad served. That's it. That's all I got. I don't know. What do you want from me?
Matt and CJ. Afternoons, 3 to 6, 101X.